Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to a new year of Not Another True Crime Podcast. I feel like I needed some like or something. Thank you.
We're here.
Yeah, we're still here. Can't believe it. Still us.
Oh, still us. New year, same us. Same cheery disposition that y'all grown to love, right?
Oh my God, truly. Well, we are recording this ahead of the new year, so I can't really speak to anything yet.
Yeah, if the world ended, I guess maybe if any aliens are listening to this, hey, how are you?
Wait, that would be so cool if this dumb podcast like got to live on in posterity.
I would. Oh my God, I feel aliens would actually love us.
Right? I mean, we practically are aliens, so I'm down.
That's very true. And any, so I would just, yeah, I feel I would fit in much more on whatever planet they're on, potentially. But yeah, I mean, it is the new year, the same us. And because, you know, we know you're not in the mood. You're busy doing your New Year's resolution. You're going to the gym for 2 days. Maybe you're not because, you know, Omicron. But you're starting the new year. You don't have time to do a full episode with us, and that's okay. But we wanted to give you some recommendations of things that might be fun to kind of kick off your year with in a true crimey sense. And also do some superlatives of things we've looking back at the past year, because I feel so many people look forward in a new year and I'm like, no, I want to look back, shit on some things, see what was good, and then get a better foundation before I start, you know, gauging out and sizing up January, February, March and everything like that.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, I feel like it's been quite a year of crime, to say the least.
And I wanted to also talk about at this top two documentaries that I feel like are getting some like notable buzz in December. One is the Murders at Starved Rock, which is on HBO. And it's a three-part docuseries that tells the story of these March 1960s murders of three people, Mildred, Francis, and Lillian, at Starved Rock State in LaSalle County, Illinois. And there's Chester Wedger, who's been in prison for 60 years for the murders, claiming he's innocent. And it's all kind of just like people of that time and of that area talking about it. And it's like three parts. So it's sort of like kind of a quick to get through. And I kind of like found it like sort of interesting. And at one time, he was the longest serving inmate incarcerated by the state of Illinois, and as well as the third longest in state history before he was released. So there is that added on top of it.
Damn, that is interesting. There's also that Hulu has this Von Dutch documentary that I've kind of been meaning to watch. I think it's like The Curse of Von Dutch or something like that.
Oh, I do really want to see that.
It seems interesting. Seems not like super. It seems more spooky, I feel like, than anything.
Yeah, I kind of was very, yeah, I think Paris Hilton is involved, of course, because like, of course she is. But
of course. I mean, I feel like she made Von Dutch what it was.
Honestly.
Yeah. Love it. There's also a documentary. A lot of people have messaged us about this. I'm not super sure about it. It's called Dead Asleep. It's on Hulu. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's about Brooke Preston, a young woman who was murdered by her best friend. And the friend claims to have been sleepwalking when he murdered her and not remember anything. Mm-hmm. And the thing about this, though, is that the Preston family is really, really against this documentary. They immediately chose not to participate in it. And they're really just not behind it at all. So
it's interesting because I found out, I haven't watched it, but I found out about this documentary because on my For You page on TikTok, there was this girl who was like, when Hulu drops a documentary about your family without, and it was, I ended up being Brooke's sister. And I kind of went down this rabbit hole of looking her up, being like, oh my God, I did not know this documentary was coming. And it's interesting, an interesting light of Hulu too, because this is like right after the Astroworld thing was pulled.
Oh my God,
so
right.
It's really like, what is their regulations? Because of course there have been times where it's like, people don't choose to comment in documentaries, of course, and rightfully so, where they're just sort of like, they don't love how it ended up coming at the end of it. But like for a family to be like, no, we vehemently do not want this to come out.
Right. I mean, it's they're not required to have the family's participation, of course. But also, of course, the family's not going to respond well when they don't give their blessing and the filmmakers go ahead anyway.
Exactly. And it's also that thing, too, where it's, of course, I mean, like, you want to, of course, anybody listening to this and ourselves included, we get when a new documentary comes out and you get very interested in it, you want to learn more about it. But I feel like after seeing the sisters post everything like that, I was like, I don't really know if I need to go down this rabbit hole.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like I need to find some other stuff to watch. I will say watch Landscapers. It's on HBO. And we should do an episode on this case. So it's about this British couple who
love
I don't think this is a spoiler. It's not a spoiler because it's based on a true story. But so they go on the run, and I think after like 15 years, basically they end up getting arrested because their in-laws' bodies are found buried in their backyard.
What?
Yeah, and they insist that they still, I think, to this day maintain basically that they did not murder them. So I think it's they're dropping it one episode at a time, which sucks.
Ooh.
But it stars Olivia Colman, so you know it's good.
Obsessed.
And that's that. So that looks like really a good one. Yeah, it's like based on a true story. It's like fictionalized.
Oh, I do. I am very into. I like. I'm looking it up. It does look really, really good, and it reminds me a little bit. I'm watching Yellowjackets right now, which is very good. Kind of like
yes,
in a crimey.
I'm confused between that and Yellowstone. And
it is
I'm confused
confusing.
Which one everyone is saying I should watch.
I don't know anything about Yellowstone, so I'm assuming Yellowjackets, because that's like with Christina Ricci and Juliette Lewis. And it's
oh
like
my God, I'm an idiot.
The
then I put it in our newsletter. And I put Yellowstone in the newsletter being like, everyone's saying you should watch this. And now I'm like, am I just a dumbass who confused those two Yellow-based titles?
I mean, it is hard because they're both being talked about around the same time. But I know Yellowstone has been around for like a few years.
Yes.
And Yellowjackets just came out. Yeah.
Fuck, I'm an idiot. Great. Okay, love that. Love that. Whatever.
I mean, I'm sure people will enjoy Yellowstone as well. So do not get mad. I'm also
there
laughing.
There is an unsolved murder in Yellowstone. So I was like, huh, this seems fun either way.
It all works out then. It all works out. And I do laugh now because of And Just Like That, the Sex and the City, which we don't have to talk about on this podcast because it's not related. I mean, the crime of Samantha not being in it. That's besides the point.
But that
is
a true crime.
I mean, whenever now they're, I just imagine us now podcasting like they do in it, which is very, we need like the sound effects of like, wow, like that Che uses. It is very funny. It's very much not what a podcast is, but that's why I cannot look away from it.
Wait, that's so funny. It's like, how do you do, fellow podcasters?
It's like, I'm like, because they're trying to make Carrie like be in this new world of podcasting. But also, I'm like, why are they doing it like a morning zoo?
Yeah, exactly, where there's like all those dumb sound effects.
Because they're like, you got to do zingers and punchlines, and I'm like, what? Like, what is this even about? But you know, I'm gonna watch the shit out of it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I don't know. I think those are all the new documentaries I can really think of.
Yeah,
I think when does the new the Way Down come out?
Ooh.
Or is that not till like July or something?
I don't know. I feel like I hope it comes out like in a little bit. I'm not sure when the next batch launches.
Yeah. I will also say there's a new Tiger King spinoff, but like give me a fucking break. It's about Doc Antle, who I will say like is probably the only one who does deserve a spinoff because they really that and the guy who was like the real life Scarface, but
That's true.
Or Tony Montana. Are they the same? I don't know. I haven't gathered enough from the rap references to know. But I feel like they did kind of gloss over his like little sex cult in the original Tiger King, but anything with Tiger King in it now just like really is putting me off.
I'm kind of fatigued from it, especially because now everyone's like, did the second launch of it make these spikes come back up of COVID? Because they're like, let's lock everybody. No one watched it.
Honestly, yeah.
Lock we have everybody no proof back
that
in.
It didn't.
I'm just saying. Call me a conspiracy theorist now.
I think you're right. I feel like you're right. I also started watching this German true crime documentary on Netflix. I feel like you mentioned the title, but I forgot what it was called. But it was like about some woman who went missing and like how the police just like sucked. Like a typical tale as old as time, really. The reason I didn't like it was because it's dubbed. And I just felt that
that gets really hard sometimes
to watch. Yeah. Okay. It is Dig Deeper.
Oh, I actually don't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, if it's good, someone tell me, but I couldn't get past the dubbing.
That's hard. Yeah. That's right.
I was wrong. Yes. I guess maybe I could try to watch it in German with subtitles.
That's true. With subtitles. That actually would probably be better for you. Yeah.
Yeah. It would force me to actually pay attention.
That's the gag.
That is truly the gag.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
And the other gag, was that what you were going to say?
Yeah, you kick it off.
We did it. The other gag is we're going to play a little game of true crime superlatives with Jorge.
Hey, hey, happy new year, everyone.
Hey.
We made it.
Against all odds.
Against all odds. Yes. They said it couldn't be done.
Truly.
But here we are. Look at us, huh?
Look at us.
I mean, we are thriving. Kind of a bit premature on this, so like, but you know, I think we'll be okay.
Yeah. In before December 31st is the worst day in history.
Yes.
Probably.
We'll look like fools. So, I thought today we could start with a little bit of recap of the year past, 2021, and then after that, we'll look forward to 2022. But to kick things off, I thought we could talk about ourselves and how great we are, and name the favorite episode that we made in 2021. This could be favorite case, favorite interview.
I'm like, here's the problem with that. Is I do not, we've been doing this podcast for so long that I do not know what happened in 2021 versus 2020.
All right. I will tell you the first episode of the year. The first episode of 2021 was on January 4th. It was DB Cooper part two. Part one was 2020.
That actually, I thought that one was like older than. Than what it is.
Yeah, I mean, this year could have been a decade for all intents and purposes.
Like, for real.
We also did, I'm going to just name a couple of one. Ilaria Baldwin.
I was going to say, that one was standing out to me as a fave.
That one was pretty good. The Night Stalker. Of course, Inside the Mind of a Killer with Troy Roberts, our hero.
Icon.
Kevin Trudeau, The Infomercial King. The Scammers with Gabby.
That was like probably my. Oh, you know, Amanda Montel was probably my favorite.
Amanda Montel, she was great.
Yes.
The best. But I will say Gabby Bluestone is like a close second.
Yeah.
Gabby Bluestone. Like,
yeah, she's
really
also
good
so
interview.
Fun to follow on Instagram.
Yeah. I mean, she's like living our
dream.
Our like dream life, like hanging out with Kat Marnell.
Yeah. Hanging out with Kat Marnell and Leah McSweeney published a book, just chilling.
Literally. Danny and I, in our Instagram DMs, will be like, wait, how do we get invited to hang out with them?
Please.
And definitely the answer is to put it on this podcast that none of them listen to.
It's the first step.
We had good interviews.
Good interviews
this past year. I feel like I know you You, Mr. Sarah, but the Chippendales podcast was super fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
I was about to mention that one. I think that might have been my personal favorite.
It was
so fun and such an insane story that I had never heard about. Natalia Petrozella. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
I think you did.
Because Danny, you famously mispronounced her name right in front of her.
Right, into her face. And I said, I'm from, I don't know what, and I remember I said it, I was like, just double checking, is this how you say your name before we recorded? She's like, yes, perfect. Then we recorded and I just said it wrong. It brought us closer though. It brought us closer.
That's true. It was a good icebreaker.
Sure. And I just saw her podcast was like ranked on New York Times as one of the best ones of the year too. So us and the New York Times agree that she is notable and worth recording. I hope she does another deep dive podcast because I could listen to her talk ad nauseum. She's very interesting because I love that it like intertwined pop culture, like sexuality, crime, and like everything. It was just a really good smorgasbord of very interesting topics.
Absolutely.
We're like, should we do worst guest now? No, I'm just-
right.
Our next category: worst host of Not Another True Crime. No, we kid. There's no bad hosts here, only great ones.
Yeah.
Category, least improved criminal of 2021.
Oh my god, Anna Delvey.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Our girl's not learning lessons.
No.
Yeah.
Doing anything for clout. I also say Elizabeth Holmes is not really learning any lessons too. I was gonna say,
or Ghislaine Maxwell.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, it's hard because then she clearly is ahead of both of those two in terms of like my shit list.
Yeah, for sure.
And I mean, hopefully, I mean, maybe in the week or two, Ghislaine and Elizabeth will face some consequences of some sort. Maybe they'll still be deliberating, but
I'm pretty hopeful. I'm like, Elizabeth's, both of their defenses are like completely inane. I mean, Ghislaine at least has like the wealth and prestige and probably the blackmail to maybe get out of it, but Elizabeth's defense is so stupid.
Yeah, neither
like
of them.
She was worth like $900 billion at one point, and her best defense is like, oh no, we failed, but like totally didn't lie and defraud people along the way when like all the receipts are like you saying, no, this totally works.
All right. Next up, we kind of talked about this a little bit at the beginning, but favorite true crime documentary of 2021, of last year.
I still feel like Murder on Middle Beach is like the only one that I can literally think of that I watched that I like actually did enjoy.
I like the Cecil Hotel.
Oh, that was a good one.
Right? Yeah, that was really good. That was very fascinating to me.
Yeah, and so many, it was like a true crime documentary of true crime documentaries almost. Yeah. There was so many stories embedded in that same one.
And you know what? I want a documentary about the Denver airport. I'm putting that out there. Vice.
Why don't we make it?
4 minute. Oh, here's the thing.
A Betches original production. You just be like in the airport being like, so how long has your flight been delayed? And have you checked out the Nazi mural?
Wait, like, there's a Nazi mural there?
Yes.
It's what? Crazy. And also like, did you see Blucifer? Was he staring at you?
It's like us doing that with like Wendy's cups of Diet Coke in our hand. Like, so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're like Payne Lindsay's also. Yeah. Payne Lindsay was also a great guest. We're like, is this enough on the trenches so for you? I did love him. And he's something to follow, too.
Yes.
His blonde hair. I'm loving his bleached hair.
I know. At first, I thought it was kind of a quarantine move, and it probably was, but he's working it.
He pulls it off.
My favorite documentary of 2021, I just watched it recently. I think it's technically a 2020 documentary, but it came on Netflix on 2021, so you might as well not exist before you're on Netflix.
Facts.
But it's called Made You Look. And it's about an art heist crime type of thing.
Oh.
About this couple that basically faked all these incredibly valuable paintings by abstract expressionists.
Cool.
Like Pollock and Rothko, and sold it to like the Met and the MoMA and all these incredibly wealthy institutions over the course of, I think it was about 8 years, they made $80 million.
Whoa. Yeah, that's
selling
skill.
These fake paintings.
I can't be mad at that.
I mean,
that.
Incredible.
Because I'm like, you saw the MoMA, that's their job to know. So,
yeah, literally. MoMA, you know, it's their job to know.
It's also so interesting to me that if there's such good fakes, you know, that like all these experts are calling them beautiful renditions and like incredible paintings, does it even matter that it's not the real thing anymore?
That's my thing, because I'm like, who the fuck cares?
Who cares? Like, no one can tell them apart. Everyone thinks they're beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. Everybody wins. Like, nobody has to know. Everyone. Like, you know? Yeah.
Anyways, it's great. Yeah, made you look.
That's a good one.
Great. Oh, I'm into great that. Doc. Yeah. Super fun. All right. Next category. Best music release of 2021. What do we got?
Well,
we
had a great year in music. I Saw a Tiger by Joe Exotic.
Was that 2021?
No, I guess you're right. It was 2020.
I mean, did he do a sequel that I did not know about?
I don't think so. Maybe he's putting out some prison bangers. You never know.
Maybe.
Wait, so is this like just any song that we like?
Or album.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, not crime related.
Oh.
That's fun. Let me look at my Spotify.
There's so many good ones, so many bad ones. I'm going to go with the one that I feel like is most exciting that needs a little more clout, because I do love my Taylor, of course, and Adele. I feel Ally and AJ's new album is so good.
Ooh.
It's very like beachy. Like I like to like drive and listen to it. Very fun. The girls are back. I remember drunkenly DMing them. I was like, come on our podcast. They're like, sure, what's it about? I was like, it's about true crime. So then I realized maybe that would not work
out. And then they were like, seen at 2:21 p.m.
No, they actually said they were like, oh, cool. So, I mean, if we want Ally and AJ to talk about true crime.
I mean, why not? I feel like in the same vein, didn't JoJo come out with an album?
Yes.
I will be honest. I did not listen to it, but I've heard that it's good. And I 100% believe that it's good.
It is so good. I went to see AJ didn't get tickets, but I went to see went to see her perform it live. It is very, very good, very R&B. She does this mashup of one of her songs, Worst I Assume, with Jasmine Sullivan's Pick Up Your Feelings. And also Hotels by Jasmine Sullivan. That album is so fucking good.
Ooh, I love that.
So JoJo, Jasmine, and Ally and AJ.
There we go.
Good trilogy. That's like 3/5 of my top played artists of 2021.
There we go.
All right. Next up, biggest disappointment of 2021.
Mm. COVID going away.
That would be that.
Yeah, the vaccine, I think, might have been the worst, biggest disappointment, right?
Well, I'm thinking true crime related.
The protein spikes from Omicron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking true crime related. Like, what is the biggest disappointment? I feel like we've seen so many things that were hyped up. And then we're just like, this sucks.
That is true.
Maybe Tiger King season 2.
That actually, yeah.
Tiger King 2. I wasn't expecting it to be.
Yeah.
I'm honestly going to go with the Cecil Hotel, Danny. I'm sorry. I hated the internet sleuths. I hated that.
Okay.
And I just felt, I actually really disliked a lot of it, because I also hated how they spent more time on, like, they spent basically a full episode on absurd conspiracy theories, like this random girl from Canada was a secret agent. And then the last 15 minutes of the documentary, they were like, well, no, she was diagnosed with bipolar disorder and wasn't taking her meds, and that can have really serious complications. And that's what happened to her. Like, I was so pissed when I finished that documentary. So I'm going to have to go with that.
That is fair. I was going to say this veers into Betch's sup territory, but a big disappointment is that, like, Prince Andrew is facing no consequences for his involvement.
Yeah, what the hell is that about?
Epstein and Ghislaine. So hopefully that changes, but I have no clue.
Also, no consequences for the insurrection. Also, big disappointment.
Also that.
Oh, come on. Yeah, we should do a crossover episode with the Betch's sup at some point, but it's also bleak.
It would just be shouting into voids.
Shouting into the void. All right, next up, best or favorite movie of 2021.
Movie. The thing is, I don't watch movies. This is a problem.
You just don't watch movies?
Like, I seriously don't. The last movie I saw was Dune, and that's probably the only movie I saw. That was not Holes.
I haven't seen it yet, but from the reviews, I'm very excited about it. I really want to see West Side Story. I was gonna go see it in theaters, but that plan changed. So when it's available online, if it's available online, I will happily watch it. But
I have a similar pick, which was the Into Heights movie.
Ooh, yes.
Which I thought was just incredibly beautiful, and I'm not even that much of a musical fan myself, but the movie was just incredibly good. I really highly recommend it.
I just rewatched that last week.
Yeah, that was back in summer. I think it was June.
Yeah, I think this year.
And I saw it at the movies, and I was like, "Oh my god, we're back, people!"
Well,
we're back to normal. This is what it feels like to be alive again. Nope,
not quite.
Too soon.
Yeah, we're like, now we're back in the heights of the Spikes. Don't tell Lin-Manuel that; it'll make a parody.
Oh god, I know we do not need the celebrity singing something
god,
like that.
No.
All right, so to round up 2021, what is your one word summary of the
yikes
year?
Yeah, I think that's it, actually. Just yikes.
Yeah, mine is that's good. Welp. Because it's like good and bad. It's just welp. Yeah,
welp. That does nail it.
I'm gonna cheat here a little bit. Mine is so close.
Ooh.
Ah, that's so good.
We were so close.
So close.
We tried so hard and got so far.
Yeah, wait, the theme of that. Didn't we almost have it all?
There we go.
It's truly Whitney Houston defines 2021. She defines everything.
Truly.
All right, so let's look ahead to 2022, the new year. The year of the monkey? No. What is it?
You're asking the wrong people.
I was like, I don't know. I was like the year I'm going to see Adele in Vegas.
Oh my God, you are? Good luck.
Well, I'm a little more immune now.
I was going to say, you're going to be in like a bubble, just like rocking.
Yeah.
Well, it is the year of the water tiger for all you Chinese zodiac fans out there. And let's start off with a fun one. The most likely to be put in prison.
Oh, Ghislaine.
Ghislaine.
It's Ghislaine,
or Elizabeth. Okay. I'm not sure. Ghislaine if I could more, see so. Her getting like a massive fine. Billy McFarlane got prison time. She probably will too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either of those ladies.
I think out of the two, I think Elizabeth is more likely to be in prison only because she fucked over rich people. You know what I mean?
That's true.
You're right. And they won't stand for that.
That's true.
They won't stand for anything less than putting her away. Ghislaine, I don't know. Like you said earlier, you know, she has money. She has clout. Mm-hmm.
And also, that, you know, if she goes down, a lot of rich people go down too, or can go down too.
That's true.
Well,
all right. Well, so close. Next up, most likely to be vindicated in 2022.
Yikes.
Amanda Bynes.
Ooh.
No, seriously, okay. Because she's under a conservatorship. Brittany has already been
she
vindicated.
Is as well?
Yes, mm-hmm. She's under one. And nobody's really talking about it. And I'm hopeful that with Britney Spears' conservatorship case just bringing light to like how often these systems are abused, I think that people are going to start looking into hers as well.
That's a very good call, Sarah.
Thank you.
It's a good pick. Good pick.
I like that. Who will be vindicated? You know, I'm going to go with, I feel like Bebe Rexha needs a win. I don't know how she'll get that.
Wait, yes, she does.
I feel like she, because she did that tweet where she was like disappointed that no one bought her album. So I just hope she's happy. And I hope, because she doesn't really do anything wrong. So, you know,
no, maybe I feel just like she's just well. That person who's always featured on everybody's shit. And so it's a big jump between a little guest verse, like a little 16 bar, and then having your own thing.
Yeah. And she just tries so hard. So I want her.
She does. And she's talented.
She's talented.
It's true.
So here's hoping.
Yeah.
Here's hoping. Good picks. Good picks. All right. Next up, the person who will have the worst 2022. Who's it going to be?
Yikes. I'm going Biden's not starting off on a strong foot.
I'm like, where do we start? Yeah.
It is also a midterm election year, so things can get a lot worse for our guy, Biden.
Yeah, especially because it's pissing off a lot of people who voted for him right now.
Yeah.
So, good luck, Joe.
Okay. Next up, thing that you're most looking forward to in 2022.
Getting a second booster?
Yeesh. I mean, I'm supposed to go on two trips, so we'll see what the hell happens.
Yeah, I got some plans, so we'll see if that goes. Yeah, I guess seeing Adele in Vegas, if that is still a possibility. Because I feel that girl is not going to have her tickets refunded.
Right. I'm supposed to get married next year. Ooh! So I'm very much looking forward to that, but a little nervous. I mean, I hope it happens.
You'll be fine.
It's in summer, so there's a lot of time for it. And it's in a barn. So it's outside.
And also, it's like they did predict that winter would be bad. So summer's always okay. So I think you're fine.
Here's hoping. All right, and last up for 2022, what's going to be the best thing about the year?
Ooh.
Like something we can actually celebrate about 2022.
I mean, maybe if some things clear up, maybe the best thing could be if we do a live show again, because that'd be so much fun.
Oh, yeah, that's such a good idea, Danny.
Right? That would be fun.
That would be the highlight of 2022. If we're able to get that done.
Just Pinot shots in a basement or wherever.
Yes. Putting that into the universe.
Yeah. We're hoping.
What I would look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. Well, that was our superlatives for the year 2022 and also 2021. Rip in peace. You were a hell of a year. And let's not do that again.
Let's definitely not. Will it happen again? Probably. But like, let the record show we objected.
Let the record show we tried.
Yes.
Well, thank you guys for listening and starting the new year off with us. Of course, y'all are the best. And I mean, we'll see you every week in 2022. And we'll see you on our Facebook group, not a true crime group.
That's true. That is one thing that you can count on. and you can follow us on Instagram and Not Another True Crime. Honestly, guys, we've blown up. We literally tripled on Instagram this year. It's pretty wild. Nobody expected it to happen. Everyone's like, how did you do that? And I'm like, I have no idea. That's been pretty fun. So just DM us. We're having a lot of fun on there. You can follow me on Instagram also at Sarah Lameem.
You can follow me at Kasmer Danny Kasmer with a K.
And I think that's what we got for you. We'll be back, rest assured, with some true crimes.
Oh, yes.
Well, thank you for listening. Hope everybody's having a happy new year. And we'll be back next week.
Not Another True Crime Podcast is produced by Jorge Morales Pico and Sean Kilby. Our hosts are Sarah Lameem and Danny Murphy. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Social media by Sarah Lameem. Be sure to follow at NATC Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to natc@betches.com. Betches.